Hey! Yep, and it kind of this time.
Oh, you can see
a pug
face.
Right. We're officially a 4K.
I mean, it goes to be 1080p.
I think it was 1080p.
We're almost there. Technically, the GoPro does 4K, but we're almost here looking at that.
Oh, the GoPro goes 4K?
It does.
I know that.
Yeah, it's GoPro 5. Actually, GoPro Hero 5 is pretty solid, but the new one, the GoPro Hero 10 or 11, that's out, does the amount of shit.
Oh, that music.
Yeah. Right? Yo, y'all see this?
Yo.
Witch!
Yo! That's good.
Yo, speaking of Witch, bro, Witch are making a comeback.
Yeah.
Wait, who's making a comeback?
Witches. They're making a comeback. Like now it's they're out and about. There's a school teaching.
You mean you guys been looking about?
No.
Harry Potter school?
No.
Is the Waverly Place?
No. I'm talking about hexes, rooms, whatever it is. They're making a comeback, bro. Because like, I remember I was out. I'm gonna tell you where I was at. Main Street, Funny Dabble. Yeah, you can see that, right? I was walking past and I saw a line of just women.
What the hell is this?
That's crazy.
Man, listen, I would have been shocked too, but still, I'm like, I'm looking at this, I'm like, what the hell? Damn, I'm seeing, yeah, school witches. I said, yeah, where you from? I was like, what the? To me, I was flabbergasted because I'm like, y'all niggas are bold now. Like, I don't know,
listen, man. I'm not here getting desperate. They already got their love potions, their voodoo.
Exactly! Yeah. That's the thing that's making the comeback, bro.
They're trying to trap us niggas.
They also planned their own kidnapping. Oh, bro. Oh! Yo, I forgot about that story, bro. Man, listen. All I can say is, Juicy Smollett is a pioneer. Maybe not, because I remember there was another case in the 90s. There was some crazy shit like that.
There was another case a couple years ago. Remember that little girl that staged her
Honduras. She from Honduras. Yeah.
She staged her own abduction and like got her mom beat up and everything.
Her mom beat her up at the station, bro. Police station.
Facts. So basically, like her and her mom walking down the street, right?
Uh-huh.
And then a car pull up and stops right next to them.
Uh-huh.
And dudes come out, snatch the girl from the car, and then they beat her mama or punch her and throw her to the ground.
Bro, that was those goons were her boyfriend's friends. And like, why she did it? Because she did not go back. She didn't want to go back to Honduras. That bitch actually.
That bitch definitely going.
I'm confused now. So what is it, like 16, 15?
Right around there, yeah.
I think 18 or so.
Like, I don't know about 18. She was probably like 15. I think she was like 15, 16.
Okay.
Like early in high school type shit.
Okay, so she's 15, 16. So wait, let me understand this, right? So she does this thing. You get abducted, you said whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't stay in Honduras?
No, she doesn't.
She didn't want to go. Yeah, move back to Honduras.
Because her parents pretty much returned to send her back.
Yeah. Basically, the real family was going there, back there. So, like, she's like, nah, she didn't want to move there. Her thought process is like, I'm going to get kidnapped. Pick a kidnapping. So, but she didn't expect it was going to blow up like that. I'm like, if you saw the footage, I was watching a bro like that. Bro, it was a movie thing, man.
They're not going to put no black girl on the news. Lo and behold.
They did.
A whole video on everything.
Everything, bro. I mean, it was in 4K, but maybe like 240p, but like still.
And black and white. But yeah, man, you saw everything. Like,
bro, her mom beat her ass at the station.
I'm not going to lie to you. She got a chin on her.
Alright. Because the only case I remember that was like further up there was, I swear, Tawana Brown. But like, she like faked a rape, all that type of stuff, just because she wanted to be with her boyfriend. I don't know what's going on, bro.
I mean,
them dicks is getting me cooking for cocoa puff, bro.
I know. Yep. Also, like, white girl, she accused this like NFL. Well, he's gonna go to the NFL.
Oh,
she accused him of rape. Nothing ever happened like that, and he went to jail for like number of years, and then after a whole bunch of appeal, and then they're gonna all weird.
Oh, yeah,
just, I don't know if I'm confusing the kids, but she, after he got released, she came to confess to him. I don't know if it's the same story, but there was one thing like that too. The guy was like an NFL prospect. Had a fling with the woman. The woman was like, accused him of rape. Lost all the opportunity. Did some time, service time in jail.
Yeah.
Prison.
Yeah.
They came back, and the woman came out and went to apologize, but he feeling good. So, like, when she avoided, I mean, told everything. So, even this, she even sued the school and got, like, $1 million or so.
Paying back.
So, yeah. The school sued her to pay that shit back. Mm. But, like, so that guy was now, I think he was doing a TV show with Megan
Thee Stallion.
Fuck out
of here. Megan Kelly. Come on,
Megan Kelly, I believe. Like, the white woman that was in Fox.
Yeah,
so she tried to do like a little nice little program, so I don't know how that went down, but like, to me, I was like, yo, I mean, they gave him a shot too to like try out for like NFL, but like, listen, by the time he's like,
you definitely lose your
step by that, but like, to me, I was like, this is vile, bro, this is vile, like, to me, I'm like, what type of dick do you have to cause all this?
Why not? But remember, some of the family they didn't have that. They just abused
them. Or that too. That's too. It's either that or like. It should be crazy. And that whole thing you told me about the hurricane Coco kidnapped by Chucky. Because the guy was like, got orange hair, pulled by the highway.
Oh, yeah.
So Carly.
Carly thing, yeah. Remember? Cause she said
recent one?
Yeah, she said she saw a baby on the side of the highway.
That looked like Chucky?
No, the people got orange hair.
So she saw the baby, like, some shit out of the Kevin Hart stand-up, sorry. So she saw a baby on the side of the highway, and then she was like, and so she was trying to follow the baby.
Uh-huh.
And she followed the baby into the forest.
That's 6 football field, bro.
And then when she turned...
Why would you follow the baby?
Why don't you pick up the child, right? But then she was like, no, I didn't want to I didn't want to look like I'm the one abducting a child. So anyway, she was like...
I can understand if she's, you know, it was a white baby, right? If there was a white baby, right? She picked up. I can see in that case. She said it was a black baby.
She did not describe the color of the baby.
How did I know the scrap? Okay.
Listen, bro. It was a 3 or 4 year old kid. This she said. The guy, detective was like, yo, this is the way the baby walked. Those are kids with like 6 football field. So like you're like, I don't know what kind of superhuman baby this is to walk 6 foot in a trail. Bro, and you know the funny thing is, there's a guy on YouTube that went on the trail this is where she walked by. But as he was walking, he's like, she had to make the right, and he turned the camera to the left, we see her Cheeto bags on top of it. Because like she took some Cheetos, even took from her job. Why that was that, bro? That woman is nuts. And right after that, she went to celebrate her birthday, bro.
What?
Yeah.
What?
When she came back, she celebrated her birthday. But at this time,
when she came back home, she just celebrated.
She was only gone for like 2 days.
Yeah. When she celebrated her birthday. But like, then she had to send her lawyer to like, I lied.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
Yeah, that shit probably.
Sorry for what you million in tax dollars.
Yeah, up to $1 million or more. People that like, even people that lost their own family to like missing report. What the hell about?
You know they ain't never ever gonna put another black child on the news again that's going missing. That's it. It's clip for us.
Because like to me I'm like what we took it like many L's where black people saying like yeah this is what happened. We find out it's some bullshit.
This is like
find some bullshit. And there's another case I'm
innocent this. you made them care about one motherfucking black person. Putting all their resources like all right fellas, we gotta find this one. We gotta find this black one. I know this is not what we normally do, but today is the day we are making a change.
Black lives matter.
And then they do all this shit just to find out she lied.
But you know,
I'm going back to the plan.
You know what's worse too? Is the fact that I'm gonna be sort of Ryan Davis kid, bro. He's like, I don't know what you guys want us to think, but y'all also want to think that was her. You see her with the wig and everything.
Oh, that was the missing picture?
Yeah, like, the missing picture with a wig, all makeup, all beautiful. But the actual picture, bro, it's like, yo, I'm sorry, she busted. You busted. Like, I can pull up, if I had the other picture differences, you can see, like, people like, this is what we're looking for? No wonder why they, yo, come on.
Carly Russell.
And
I'll be part
Florida name.
C-A-R-L. This is
person. This is person. Alright.
Oh, so this.
Yeah, that's how she looked, bro. That's the natural look, bro. And he's like, you got us looking for what? Now look at the better picture that they posted, bro. Look at the difference. Look at the difference, bro.
I mean,
go back to the natural picture.
There's always Instagram look, right? Everyone looks go to Instagram.
Look at this! That's a picture. That's a stressed out mom, bro. Okay, five kids, like, that ain't shit.
If I'm thinking of an abduction, like someone that got took, yeah, that'd be a picture I look at.
Yo!
That'd be a picture I post, but yeah, she would
most likely. And you left your wig! She left her wig! In the car!
In the car or in the forest somewhere.
Whatever it is.
With the baby. She left it with the baby.
That's not the baby, that's my baby.
I think this should save you black people, black men.
The fact that even Black Lives Matter, even the RVs, this should scam people. Listen, I know black people is not a monolith, but they do judge us as a collective.
They judge the individual so much harshly. Like, it judges the collective of one individual so harshly, so it's crazy.
Come on, man. And you went to watch the movie Taken.
No, she Googled
it. Yeah, Googled Taken. Like, oh, I mean, how?
You know what's weird, though? I'm in the gym on Tuesday. You know what movie was playing?
Taken. Bro, listen, I don't know how the chief of detective, I forget his name, but how he was presenting the case to the public. For me, I'll talk to you about it. You say you gotta keep professional. For me, as soon as I see him Taken, I'll be looking at the camera. She was looking at the movie Taken. Yo, I'm like, this is some bullshit.
Like, I'd have to do some petty shit like
that. Yeah,
of
course, bro. I was like, yo, you doing all that. Now, bro, honestly, I don't even throw the book at her, bro. You're wasting people's time, man. You're wasting resources. That, to me, I think that should be akin to the obstruction of justice. Because it's the same thing as like
the amount of Karens that would go down.
There, but no, listen, fair. Some Karen called 911 for the use of shit, but you made a whole thing, bro. Missing? Why? I don't know. Was it because the boyfriend didn't like her, some shit like that?
No, from what I understand, the boyfriend was cheating on her with the stripper.
Oh shit! I didn't hear that.
2 weeks before, and then he broke up with her. He dumped her.
Allegedly, so I'm not. This nigga does a bullet. He does a. You know, he does a missing person. That's what he does.
I'll figure out the baby.
Yo, bro. Oh my god. I don't know what's worse, her or Juicy Mullet's case, man.
I think
Juicy Mullet's case was funny. I think Juicy Mullet's case was funny.
That shit was hilarious.
Which
one is worse?
No, hers is worse. Juicy Mullet's, it's funny. It's funny, because like, once you bring a baby into it, you
gotta
No, you get on the heartstring of people, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, oh, baby, what happened to the baby?
Yeah, they got to add a little dramatic element.
Yeah,
like,
come on. And like, you tell me, like, the people that kidnapped you done nothing to you? They didn't even handcuff you because, oh, yeah, they don't see the print, quote, unquote, the wound of the being handcuffed. Did you see him on this ham? This nigga in the middle of the winter, all right? Nobody's walking around.
Subway.
Who the fuck would we get eat Subway at 3 a.m.?
Yo, I'm
like 3 a.m., bro.
One time I went out by myself, because long story short, I thought I bought 2 tickets to this, like, drinking thing. I had a little too much. I was driving. I was like, let me go to Subway. And it was 1 o'clock in the morning. I'm like, this is it.
This is gonna get me. Hey, yo, this is MAGA country. They wore a breach on me. And them niggas are dark-ass fuck, bro. Dark-ass Nigerian niggas.
First of all, he committed to his role, all right? Like, listen, he let himself get his ass beat. He let himself get bleach poured on him, and he put the noose on himself.
Bro, he left the noose!
Oh, wait, what? I heard that apparently one of the dudes who's doing it.
That was his lover.
Yeah.
He got his back broke twice.
My man paid them niggas with checks.
Yeah,
like this guy, I know that, like, you probably so entitled, bro.
You never done no crime.
Like, we know if you're gonna do something legal, cash is
king.
Yes, cash is king.
Or at least launder the money, that way it gets to the person. You know,
exactly. And
we're not saying to do that.
And the same thing too, you don't go purchase bleach in a noose, rope, next to the nearby Walmart, okay? You don't do that. Like.
Save money, no better.
They might be got some good prices,
yeah,
but shit,
great prices.
Yeah. In the middle of winter, you freezing your ass, I'm gonna beat a nigga. Like, what the fuck? If people know, like, when winter comes, crime rate reduces.
It does.
Crime reduces because motherfucker is too cold.
So you're saying it should definitely be summer.
Maybe it would be believable. Yes. If it was in the summer, it would be more believable. But it's going to be more people outside. So, either way, regardless, don't do it.
More
regardless, yeah, that's true. Regardless, don't do it. They're both dumb. They're dumb.
This is my thing, personally. You put all this effort to making this elaborate plan. Just work for the FBI. This is what I say, for the dudes who go out and cheat. I mean, like, they have, like, multiple girls, they got 2 phones, you do all these things, you got your girls on rotation, you know the code, all this. Go work for the FBI, man. Go work for the FBI, CIA.
Oh, yes, be a server.
It's something. Like, figure it out.
A lot of people do this. I know a lot of them that can be fucking FBI investigators and shit like that.
Some of them that know your exact location.
Yeah,
fucking picture. I was like, to me, I was like, technology is getting out of hand. For me, I'm one of these people, I love my privacy. But at the same time, too, like, leave me alone. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we can hang out and all that, but that's kind of, they say, my niggas got like 5 or 6 rotations. To me, I'm like, this is a job.
I got one.
And you're already stressed.
I'm
tired. Take me out, Tori.
We're not exclusive, right? I would date, like, legit, one girl 1 week, and then have another date next with a different girl. I was tired, man. I can't do it.
That's a lot of stress.
I respect the niggas and niggas who can have multiple people, multiple rotations, have it on dial, have it all. I can't do it.
It's a lot.
It's annoying. It's annoying if you have it just too just crazy, bro. Too just crazy. I tried it. That shit was. I was mad. I'm not saying I was like.
Right. Yeah. No fucking peace of mind. That's a lot.
Yeah. No peace. And at the same time too. Like. Yeah. Girl, no. Sometimes it's like. I'm a homebody. It's not like you're a homebody.
I wouldn't say you're a homebody. I would say you're more like a. Home alone.
Yeah.
Not that you want. A homebody is you want to stay at home. Read a book, watch TV, like, do nothing else. You go out and do things, but you go out and do things that you like to do those things.
Yeah, right? Yeah,
sometimes, like, I'm not don't get me wrong, but sometimes you go out and you're just like, talking to you, like, so much
Shanice! Too much yapping, okay? Bro, no, like, because I'm like, sometimes, like, people say, like, yo, oh, man, you're such a busy listener. Whoa, I let you talk. I just let you talk. I was like, because 90s game or early 2000 game or role-playing game, fuck you well, man. All right?
Yeah, right?
Then they're going to send you a subtitle. You press A. Keep going.
Another subtitle.
Press X, whatever. You keep going. And to me, I'm like, yeah, let me just, okay. Good time, that's it. Because, like, Yeah. So I'm like, you'll love to hear your own voices, man.
I'm just that.
Sometimes you stare, that's crazy.
You know, I mean, it is my theory, my thinking is the fact that, like if I take a talk to YouTube, when you talk to us, we're just kind of, what's next? I don't know, it's for me, I've been trying to like get on somebody, I'll be like, all right man, you just do a mute, but I think as long as I'm not on that list, right, exactly. But they, you know, yeah, no problem, no problem, hey bro, you want $50? Oh yeah, that was a sorry, so that reminds me, one time I used to work in the store, right, it's called, it's called Shoe Store, I think it's called Shoe Store, and there's a manager, Carmen, right, and this is manager Dave. I come in, clock in at 4 o'clock, close, whatever. And Dave and Carmen are there to close with me, one other person. Dave and Carmen were together like 7 years, right? They get into a fight or argue about something, right? So Carmen goes to the back, yelling and screaming, blah, 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 blah. Dave's like, Dave's there looking at the rest in front, he's like, yo, the person over back there, if you have, do it right there. And I was like, Dave, do me a favor. Whatever you do, make sure I'm not there to see. He's like, all right, okay, yeah, all right. Why? I was like, well, if I see do it, then the police ask me what I saw, I'm telling you what I saw. But if I'm here and you go to the back and something happened, ask me, what'd you see? I didn't see nothing. He's like, okay, so you a snitch. I was like, nigga, no, I'm not a snitch. I'm not.
I don't want to be. You're
a snitch by default.
Did you see it? I did not. No, because that makes a lot of sense. I understand. But my issue with the man was I came to him twice.
He's like, I'm not here. So, bitch ass snitch. I was like, sir. Help me help you understand this, right? If you do it and I see it and the police ask me what happened, I'm going to say what I saw. If you go to the back right now, and I stay here, am I going to see? He goes, good job,
baby. I mean, like, let him process it. He's like,
okay. So you went, Smith, you a rat. You know what? I respect you. You told me who you are. You went, Dave goes to the back. Dave goes to the back for about 30 minutes. I hear nothing. I'm like, all right, that's it. That's it. Carmen's dead. We're all going to jail now. They come out both high, though. High shit, man.
Hey, Alex, you rekindled the relationship.
I
somebody got hurt.
No one got hurt. Except for that boy.
And they're selling on this.
But not so cool.
No shit! The manager came out high! How the hell they got to know this is
stupid? Nah, man. We got robbed for $46,000 worth of shoes and sneakers.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How did they get away with that kind of lit?
So it was an inside job. This is my version of the story. So we had a dude who's working there. His name's Andre. Don't know his last name. That's all I know. He's about 5'8",
big dude, and he had the longest two braids I've ever seen in my life. It went from the top of his head to the back of his calves, right? He's just from the Bronx, very chill dude. His girl will come hang out with us every day at lunch. She worked in the mall as well, at the store, like a couple stores down. Carmen loved her. He loved Andre. He was a pretty cool dude. He was a Bronx. He was like, he was able to chop it up people and like get good sales, right? And then I remember coming in, clocking in one day, and I see Carmen freaking out. She looked going by, empty. I'm just like, that's weird. I'm like, where's Andre? She's like, he's gone. I'm like, gone where? He's gone. And then this dude, his name is Newhouse, he's like, yo, man. He's a black monkey dude, 55 plus. He's like, yo, man, Andre, Jackers. And I'm like, yeah. And he's gonna put this. Took old Tim's and Nike's. No. I'm like, okay, how much? 46,000. Jeez, that's it. Gone. Peace. Goodbye. It is not here no more. I'm like, okay, man, what do you want me to do? Carla gets a great idea. She says, you know what I'm gonna catch him. I'm gonna get him. She clocks him in, right? I'm gonna get his ass, right? Because every week we get paid every week, right? Next week comes, she's like, she's going through, she's giving us our paycheck. And yeah, got his ass. Opens up. Son of a bitch. I was like, what happened? He just threw the
hospital. Yeah! Yeah!
My man got 46K.
46 plus!
Plus! His paycheck.
What, the whole shift? She caught him in for a whole shift.
Why not the police first?
How the hell he took one of the sneakers?
So from what I understand, what happened was him and his girl had bought a couple sneakers, right? Bought like two or three, and they used the bags, right? So when she would come for lunch, they always make sure it was one of the commander who was a little dense. How dense was she? She told me how to use a register, and then 2 weeks after my training, she's like, hey, Prince, how do I use a register? I'm like, you taught me how to do it. What's happening? So, every single time she was working, his girl would come, have the bag, she would look around like she's shopping, he would go in the bag, take the other shoe, put the shoe in the box, and then put the box in the bag, and he'd be like, all right, have a nice day, girl, blah, blah, blah. He did it on me all week. And then by the time they realized $46,000 was gone. And then he quit. Well, he didn't quit, he just stopped showing up. And then they went to the store down to where she worked at. She just stopped showing up too. And I'm like, well, we know we did it. But yeah,
that was damn, yeah. They finessed it. That's a whole plan. That's a plan.
Me personally, I'm like, it was a good heist. I'm like mad at it. But right. Take me out in the kids section.
They didn't want
to. I said we're good. Not gonna find they had some good things. So.
They had great things.
Yeah.
Rest in peace, shoes. That whole cool cast, man. That whole cool
cast. Right.
You got about 13.
I remember you said the UFO, bro.
My nigga, it is over. It's over. Government officially confirmed that there are aliens. Nigga, we are cooked.
I wonder, like, to me, I always wonder, like, man, this universe is vast, right? How would it look, though? Like, tentacles or toothpicks or I don't know like what you don't know that.
I mean
of course you know up and about in space, of course it's doing better than us. Or maybe they lost. Who knows?
imagine they just keep crashing us by accident,
right?
Like they're literally not trying to come here. They just keep crashing by accident.
I heard about this country.
Yeah.
A Mary Curve.
Yo, bro, I know for a fact them niggas do not like us. Bro. They don't fuck with us. Man, we got they crashed on us. We got their car. We got their people locked up. I'm pretty sure we're running experiments.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm so mad the fact that they still didn't
get you. You'll be scared of technology.
I read that. You imagine? Yo, that would be some big ass experience on the technology that's where it comes from.
I mean, that's what people say about the Egyptians.
Yeah, I mean, to me, listen, there's so much greatness that, like, people do that I'm like, I can see it. But, like, because, like, there's also, like, pyramid in fucking, what, Mexico.
They accept that.
But they can accept it in fucking Egyptian because it's so aligned with the stars. Well, like,
we know Mexico is a hard worker.
Jesus.
Yo, you're... Yo, you're wild. Fucking wild, man.
Oh, shit.
Basically, I mean, I didn't read the whole thing in detail. Again, information from Instagram. So how reliable is it? I don't
100%.
But based on that, I read this one thing. Basically, what it said, to sum it up, it was like, we have the ability, our thoughts have the ability to manifest what we really want. If you put your thought and like, basically put your thought into that idea, or you put your whole energy into that, then you get what is what you want. And also, apparently, our bodies are a vessel. We have energy inside.
I'm not gonna lie. Right. I sound like you did a lot of mushrooms. Right. And you just woke up. There's some theory about that. It's true because those scientists are just the plants, and like the guy was cursing at the planet. That plane ended up dying, and the other plane used things to pause that mission. And that survived, across and all that type of shit. So, I don't know, maybe there is truth to it, to that, but it's, I mean, there's a lot of people in this theory saying that we were humans, that we killed the dinosaurs.
What we hear now, pull up, you're in my tank.
That's what the theory, like, we crashed and killed the motherfuckers and we took over. Or the other theory is, like, for example, some Indian god, like Shiva or
Vishnu and all the other
people. They were actually the aliens that, like, did a bunch of shit. To me, I'm like...
They had a great battle on Earth.
This was a great battle because, like, you know, I mean, sometimes it'd be asteroids falling down left and right, who knows. But, like, to me, I hope death, when you get death, you get all the answers. That's my goal.
Imagine you die, right, and it all goes black. And all of a sudden, you see a pause menu says, game over. restart. Restart, quick game.
This one thing we were talking about.
Long story short, Logic has an album called Everybody. And the concept album says, a guy named Adam. Adam, like a small block of Adam, or Adam, like the first human being. He dies, he meets God, and at the end of it, God tells him, like, yo, the entire purpose of your life is to go through every single experience of a human being. That way, at the end of it, you become God. So whatever I do to you, you do it to me. Again, right? We are supposed to be, like, literally, we are supposed to be every single human being. We're supposed to experience every single human life. So, for example, when you die, you'd be reincarnated to, like a 13-year-old Chinese in, like, 4 BC. And then when you got from there, you go to the next life. And you have to live out through that life, to experience that human experience.
And you're like, why did you do that? You see, I did that for you. But therefore, you love yourself.
Or hate yourself, or the entire class.
So, therefore, the theory is you are God. Yes. Living through the human experience.
Yeah.
So therefore, like you just said, if I died, or you could be God. So everybody of us, because you know when people say, we're made in the image of God, so like that's it goes with that theory as well. So when you say you love yourself,
It's like a whole sign.
You hate yourself.
Yes. Until you, like they say, is the last human.
Yeah.
Then you be, die.
Yeah, but you have to go through experience of every single one, and at the end of that, you gotta talk to them. God, you're like, why'd you do this? Well, you asked me this last time. Like, this is why I do.
So basically, you're looking yourself in the mirror.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm gonna give this like a book report on my life.
Yo, yeah, I love it.
Yeah, yeah. So after I just go through all this shit, I gotta go to heaven, talk to this motherfucker, and I gotta literally give him a fucking thesis on every experience of my life.
No, but like, you're talking to you, thinking you're talking to yourself.
Yeah.
You don't even wanna have to go through this shit the first time.
Adam's Adam the black man, right? And the guy's like, hey, I'm coming back. He's like 17, whatever. He's like, all right, yeah. And you own land. All right, yeah. And you white, yeah. And you own slaves. Whoa! I'm a black man.
He's like, not anymore.
He's like, well, you feel better. You know, you're so sweet. No, I don't think you feel better. I'm black, bro. But that one's dope. I like that one. I do think, at least I'm not gonna lie, but this is what I try to do is, like I read this book about alien and African shit like that. It's a Netflix documentary about how to change your mind. Basically, the dude does 14 books. I'll watch two of the documentaries. The first one did with LSD. Second one did was mushrooms. That would get to, after the LSD.
Right.
You and my students do the same exact shit tomorrow, right?
It's like on special thoughts.
Right? Like, it always went, nigga. Like, one of my students were talking prohibition, and they were like, yeah, so you get alcohol, it's illegal, and if you had hand sanitizer, right? That's illegal, right? And the kid goes, can I drink it? I'm like, no, die. Like, no, die. And the guy's like, what if I eat pot? I'm like, nigga, why? So anyways, so the dude he did some micro training, and he said that at least for him, the way he experienced it, he said he liked like as a kid again. You don't remember when you were a kid, you saw little shit, you're like, oh my god. Right? Small things. Like remember how you know, some of the kids like, look what I can do, and they do like a jump. Right? And you felt like if you like flying in the air, but that's the first thing you got that I'm not wondering, I'm not gonna lie, at least again, like, well, I'm shit both things. Yeah, and I do want to feel that
enthusiasm.
Yeah, that like, oh, shit,
right? Just jump off, like, roof, man.
Yeah.
Just roof, tumble roll.
Yeah,
and as soon as I jump, I was like, boom! You know, like, your whole body shook. And I'm like, I ain't doing that shit. I'm like, it's found a different way.
I'm going to another roof, but that's a little bit short.
Yeah, exactly, bro. Like, for people, like, watching movies, we see this guy come out of a pickup truck, jump. Have to cut.
Yeah, don't move.
I'm like, yeah, it's just some fire stuff. I would jump out the fucking moving car. I jumped, my head almost hit the fucking asphalt. I was like, never again. I'm not doing that. That's some shit that, like, as a kid, you're like, oh, yeah.
That's not great. I had a great idea. You should definitely do a podcast on top of this.
I'll do
micro.
I'll do micro.
I mean, I've never done this. I've never done it either. But
I'm going to do marketing. And I'm not going to do it on camera because I don't want to go to jail.
Is it?
I don't think so.
Not New York.
I don't pop recreational.
I need forgiveness is legal too. I can forget that.
That's illegal.
You know, I am there, bro. I am going to cannabis. But the license in here and here is crazy. It is crazy.
Mushroom oil by states. Yeah, no, it's illegal.
It's illegal here?
Yeah. Damn.
Taxes!
Holy shit.
That was a great episode.
Yeah, we didn't do a good intro, too.
We didn't do an intro at all.
Yeah, y'all know who we are.
Yeah, right. Yeah, hey, you're like, okay, but we were into yourself. I'm Seba.
I'm Prince Street.
It's Jay.
And this is Young Dummy Bro. See you guys on next time.
Bye. That's it.